Wednesday, August 18th, 2021. Not a barbell in sight. Here we go. AMRAP. As many rounds or reps as possible in 15 minutes. This is what one round is considered. And after I tell you, if you're unfamiliar with an AMRAP, as many rounds or reps as possible in a set period of time, after I tell you what a round is, you'll do as many rounds as possible in 15 minutes. One round is considered 30 double unders, 15 air squats, 10 toes to bar, and 5 ring dips. We've got a video showing the double under, the air squat, kipping toes to bar, and a video that shows strict ring dips, but it's prescribed as kipping, so absolutely feel free to kip. But just a body weight bonanza today of little metabolic stimulus with the double unders, some beautiful unweighted below parallel work, some midline with a bit of complexity with the kipping toes to bar, and then the ring dip, I think, is one of the most beautiful and underrated movements out there for some upper body pressing strength. Super fitness robot score would be 10 rounds or more on this. More likely, 6 rounds or more. I think, you know, okay, your double unders might be hit or miss, no pun intended, but, you know, that's normal. So if you can do double unders, you're not great. Okay, you're good. It's 30. Air squats probably aren't going to get too many people. The toes to bar and the ring dips are where some people might decide to scale or not. If you can't do at least that first set of 10 toes to bar, if not the first two rounds in an unbroken fashion, because you're just not quite there yet with that midline strength, well, that might slow you up too much. They want to go ahead and consider scaling that. And then if the ring dips, if from the get-go, you know, you don't have a set of 5, because the ring dips are quite challenging for a lot of people, you might want to consider doing a bar dip, a box dip, one of the scaled options as well. But if you think you can plow through at least the first two rounds of this without breaking anything up, I think you're where you need to be. Scaled option, still a 15-minute AMRAP, 30 single unders now instead of double unders, 15 air squats, 10 hanging knee raises, V-ups or sit-ups, and then 5 dips from a bar, box, or a bench. And we've got videos showing all of those movements for you. Limited equipment option. They've got all the gear they needed. They are performing the normal workout of the day. No equipment workout. They don't have a bar. They don't have a jump rope. So the no equipment workout is an AMRAP 15 minutes of 20 jumping jacks, 15 air squats, 10 V-ups, and 5 hand release push-ups. Sounds simple, but it's not going to be. And especially with the jumping jacks, you don't get a miss on jumping jacks like you might on double unders. So you're going to be able to keep that pace going on the no equipment workout. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always. The linchpin lowering muscle-up. 10 to 30 reps using as little leg as possible. We've got a video showing that. And then your choice. Back squat or front squat. 3 sets of 7. Resting 2 to 4 minutes between sets. We've got a video showing those two movements there. Cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. And then we have multiple stretches. Wall stretch for the leg, calves and foam rolling, pec stretch laying on your side, and cobra stretch for the abs, all of which are accompanied by videos. Hope you enjoyed today's wonderful AMRAP. For most of us, it's a rest day. I encourage you to take it, and I'll see most of you back here on Friday.